What's up, everybody? This is Joel Barsky with Irie Chat. You were just listening to a song called Deserve It All by our guest, Jadelle. Jadelle is a Caribbean artist based out of Trinidad and Tobago. She recently came out with her album, Call Me Jadelle, and we thought to give her a call just for a chat. Listen to us talk about her performing at Carnival, the book series Goosebumps, and much more. So enjoy our Irie Chat as we say what's up to Jadelle. Jadelle, what's up? How you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
I'm glad to have you on the program. I know you've been trying to actually doing big things. Last year, you were preparing for a worldwide tour, but that obviously got suspended due to COVID. So since things are clearing up this year, are you planning to maybe remake that tour this year?
I am hoping and praying. I mean, I would love this to happen, but you know, our borders are closed. So we're just playing it by ear, just hoping for whenever the borders open, when things are a little safer. You know, we're holding the strain for now.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely ready to tour. It's been a whole year since our borders have been closed, since last year, March.
And I know you were going to a lot of places. You were pretty much, as you mentioned, like going to go all over the world. And I know Dubai was one place that you were probably looking forward to. I don't know if that was where you were planning to go.
Yeah, that's definitely Dubai, you said? Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why is that one spot that you really want to go to?
From since small, I've always been, since primary school, looking at pictures, like watching Dubai. I just was so fascinated. I was like, that was there, and Jamaica was one of my top bucket lists to visits. I something about it. I love the Arab. I just love the culture. I love everything. The desert, the camels. Yeah.
What were some locations you were looking forward to on your tour?
Oh, definitely Singapore. Definitely that whole Asian continent. I was booked for Singapore. I was booked for Japan. Spain, Ibiza. I've been there already, but I was looking forward to going again. Those definitely was the top that I was looking forward to. The highlights and everything.
Were there any festivals that you were planning or that you were hoping to actually perform at?
I think I was going to be performing at the Belgium Festival, yes. Oh, nice.
And I thought I saw something that you posted about a festival coming up. Is that correct?
Oh, that's Moksha in July. Yes, I'm actually booked for that. But, you know, our borders are closed, so we have to play it by ear. We don't know yet. But just putting it out there, you know, being positive. The festival is actually on. Like, we're in that country. It's definitely open.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of my dreams is always to do Carnival and, you know, do it in the heart of where Carnival in Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've been to other Carnival in other locations, but I'll tell you one thing that you know, we're finally done and we're allowed to travel again. It's my dream to catch Carnival, and hopefully I'll see you there too.
Of course. I'm in the hat on the highlights and up on the trucks in the mix in the middle. Definitely. You're sure to see me there. I really hope you could come. That's something that should be on everybody's bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
Like, life is too short not to take part in a Carnival in Trinidad and Tobago.
What's your favorite thing about Carnival?
Carnival, oh my gosh, just the freedom, the euphoria, the unity. It, to me, is just the spirit that you can't describe, where everybody just come together to be free, no judgments. You get to be extremely confident. Nobody is going to be watching you anyhow. You get to act and behave however you want. Let out your stress, your worries. You don't have to think about anything but just straight partying, straight music. The beautiful, I love soca music. I love all type of music. So this is just the time, soca music time, where it really hits you. And that you just go crazy.
Yeah.
It tends to send people in a frenzy, especially crossing the stage. You know, just being in the beautiful costume, the bikinis, the feathers, the glitz, the glams. You're just looking like an angel. Looking the best that it could be. Behaving the worst. Yeah.
Are you able?
That's basically.
Are you able to share your favorite experience that you've had at Carnival?
My favorite experience, I guess every year I've had the same mind-blowing experience. Nothing in particular that stand out, that because I'm not really much of a drinker, that way I would tend to get drunk and fall on the road and can't remember myself. Like everybody would have some wasted story, but I don't have a wasted story. I'm just kind of chillax. I really drink and smoke. I have I go with my sisters, trusted friends and family members, and it's just me walking up and down on a big truck, singing, and the same thing. Nothing really stand out like that I could have a story to tell. Yeah.
Well, do you have like a pregame ritual that you usually do before every carnival?
A pregame? Because I perform in almost all the major events, I'm already hyped. So I'm already hyped.
Yeah.
So I don't really need any pregame ritual. I just ready to jump in the mix. I done ready long time. Yeah.
It's all natural. It's in your blood.
Yeah, definitely. That's the perfect word to say.
Well, I'm curious because, I mean, as we were talking off air, how much I thought, you know, like loved your album Call Me Jadelle, which you released last year, and it's actually your debut album. So was this album pre-planned before COVID, or when it happened you just decided to release this album?
It was pre-planned, but I mean, we just play things by ear sometimes. Depending on how things go, we'll have the album and we just hold it back, and then we'll be like, all right, now is the righteous time. It just played by ear, you know. We know we're doing an album and set a date, and then I'll be like, okay, the way how things going, this is the perfect time. We'll just act the suit, you know, go on, feed on vibes and energies and vibrations, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
And besides doing the vocals, you actually are pretty heavily involved in the background of producing the music. So how much involved were you?
Okay, well, I actually write my own songs. I did audio engineering, so I tend to pre-produce, like, do it on my Logic, have the direction in which I want the songs to go and the style. And, you know, I would come and direct the producers that this is the style, this is the reference, give a beat, give, you know. I would do all my background vocals. Basically, so writing, doing my own background vocals, and doing some minor production. I haven't started producing majorly yet, but I intend to in the next 2 years. I give myself that goal because I was so heavily involved in touring and other aspects. I didn't have time to juggle, to produce, to write, and to record. So just trying to master the songwriting aspect first before I move on to producing.
Well, that's amazing that you worked a lot on the background of everything of that you mentioned on your album. So, and you mentioned about that you did the audio engineering. So is your background in that, or is that something you kind of taught yourself?
Oh, I went to school. I have a certificate for it. I've been interested in doing it for years upon years. I've never seen much females being instrumental in, you know, their production and music background. So I'd be like, I definitely want to, there would be songs that as a songwriter you would hear, and you would hear the music behind it, and you'd want the song to go in that direction. And then when you go to the producer, you tend to hear a total different, and you're not able to express yourself to say, no, it's not this, it's not that, and they're just not getting it. So this is basically the real reason why I went into audio engineering, because I want to get exactly what I'm hearing in my head properly, like, you know, expressed. So I will definitely, if I realize the producer not getting it, I'd go home, make a rough draft of it. I wouldn't be totally professional, but you would definitely get where I'm coming from and the direction. Yeah.
I definitely see the art. I mean, as I told you off air, I've listened to the album a few times and definitely cruise on it when I'm driving. But yeah, I definitely feel the artwork that you mentioned. And I have to tell you, like, I love the ending of the albums, when, especially at the last track where you have a compilation of all the songs on that album. And I love the panic. What's it called? The pianist?
Yes. The pianist, Michael. Big up to him. He did a really good job on Hold Me Close.
Yeah. What made you kind of end the album on, you know, making those different tracks, like the remixes and the compilation?
I just want to show diversity. You know, a lot of people have different tastes, different preference. Everybody will be like, oh my God, I love the remix more than the original. I love the original more. So I just wanted to give a taste to everyone, appease the masses in every form, every fashion, so that it could reach, have its great reach. You know, that's basically my, just to be diverse and show versatility in almost everything. So just being creative.
Yeah.
Yes.
And going on about the audio engineering, though, like, actually learned and taught yourself Logic, which is really, like, good skill to have. So how'd you learn to teach yourself that?
Logic, well, actually, I've been watching when producers been making beats, and I used to see them in Logic, and I'd be like, definitely, it's part of the audio engineering course, but I did it before. I was learning it before. I only did audio engineering to enhance the mixing and mastering. But I went to a couple of producers and be like, yo, I want to learn Logic. Could you give me the software? Tell me how to download it, what to do, how much it costs. I'm ready. And I had a lot of spare time at that time. I didn't have a baby. So I would enjoy dabbling, getting all the instruments and just, you know, it's simple. Once you really enjoy it and you really have the passion and the love for it, it will be like very easy to you. It's just a matter of downloading the app, the program, and, you know, it will come natural. Everything just came natural.
And I know that you actually play know how to play the keyboard. So did you perform any instrumentals on your album as well?
Not professionally, no. It will just be in the demos, but I definitely have the keyboard hook up to Logic. So of course I do play the keyboards and doing all my demos to send to the producers. Don't worry, in future, definitely you're going to see me more being instrumental and actually playing and actually, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to see produced by Jadel.
Yeah.
Alongside some other producer. Yeah.
Well, and I saw your recent music video, and you definitely know how to give a lot of energy. So I definitely can see, like, maybe an upcoming music video where you're rocking out the keyboard.
Of course. That's a great idea. That's a good idea. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I like that. I'll write it down. Huh. Giving me good ideas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know you're actually a big fan of chutney music. So I'm curious, because I'm still new to a lot of music from Trinidad and Tobago. So why are you a big fan of that kind of genre?
Well, actually, I grew up, I moved a lot of places growing up. And one of the places that stood out for me and I really enjoyed, which was San Juan, El Socorro. They had just every day I come home from school would be chutney, and soca chutney and soca. But more chutney, right? My background, I have Indian in me, on my mom's side, so she always playing these Indian songs and chutney music. So it just got so instilled in me. I just loved it. I used to watch all the CTV shows, the Bollywood stuff. So I realized that they were taking the Bollywood songs, like that I really love, those authentic Indian songs from the movies, and they were twisted with the soca, which I really love. And I was just like, genius, because I loved our song. I really love our song. So I grew with that love, and I was like, definitely in my profession and in my career, I definitely want to be versatile enough that I should be able to sing chutney music, Indian music, any type of genre, but definitely chutney soca is one. Chutney soca and soca.
Oh, yeah.
It's a part of our culture. I embrace all, you know?
Well, that's one thing I love about your music, is because one of the other genres that you include in your music is dance hall. So who are some of your favorite dance hall musicians?
Oh, definitely. Idunia, Popcorn, Alkaline, Vibes Cartel, Shensia. Oh my God, there's so much. I would leave out the list. And Buju Banton. It's like, if I start, I would not finish because it's on the spot. But I am so much of a fan of dancehall music. I listen to it every single day. And so, of course, definitely, I need that. I love that soca dancehall fusion song. And I definitely want to do pure dancehall as well. And stay tuned. It's going to happen.
Well, I mean, that's what's unique about your music, is that you include dancehall in your style of music. So what makes you want to start including that style of music in your own?
Just because my love for it and my passion for it, for dancehall, and always wanting to do a dancehall song, I would like, definitely, yo, I need to stand out. I love, yes, authentic soca, but I love even more the fusion of dancehall and soca. And I think that is more my real styles, where it lies.
Oh, yeah.
Dancehall soca. That's it, yeah.
Do you have any favorite, like, dancehall songs that you definitely, like, try to rock out to, or albums?
Dancehall songs, oh, my God. Is way too much. You want one of our favorite songs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, it's a Buju Banton.
Oh, yeah.
I always play it once every 3 days. Destiny, Hills and Valleys, I Never Want to See You Crying Over Me. I love that song so much. Those three songs, I'll be like, that's be on repeat. Alkaline, I'm All About the Money. Hey, Brook Life, Never Know Me. I love that song so much. All Alkaline, Almost All, Popcorn, Party Shot, Vibes Cartel, Tell Me All the Love of My Life, Happy Give You Love to the Day I Die, all that song. I love that song so much. It's so much. It's so much favorites. I will not stop if I start. Shensia Ludi. It could go on.
I mean, you went through a whole playlist right there. That's awesome. You mentioned that you're a fan of Bollywood, and I've talked about it before that I'm a big fan of Bollywood music. So do you have any like favorite Bollywood films that you like to from their music?
Here, you see, you put them on these. I have it. It's just to pronounce it. Yeah, I can't remember it offhand, but I know these songs from it. Right, I think you know that song. That song is so popular. Here, I tried to get the name of it, and I can't remember the second one, but we put them on the spot. But I have it all written down and on a playlist on YouTube, so I'll remember all favorited.
Yeah, you got to send me that playlist. I'd love to check it out. There's only one film that I can only remember. I mean, I love Bollywood music and love all the movies, but one film that I can say that I remember is called Tomb Bin. It's like an old film, but yeah, I love Bollywood music.
Yeah, that's nice to know. I used to watch that as a child. growing up so much. Okay. So much. Yeah. Love You Raja. I remember that's one of the songs that one of my favorite.
What do you love most about Bollywood music?
I just love how they're so passionate about their culture, and I love the fact that they're always in love. Oh, yeah. I love their music videos, always hiding behind a tree. Yeah. Running about in circles, all playful and blushing, and just the love is on a different level. Like, the way how they love is like, yo, you don't want to even...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't compete with that. Their love is like extreme, and I love that. Like, I'm like Cupid myself, so all about love, all about romance. I just love the romance, and I even love the TV shows I used to watch. Right. Yeah, it had a lot of sindoor. That was one of my favorite TV shows. I would not miss one, and I would feel sick if I miss an episode. Oh. Like. Yeah, not going to happen. Sindoor, that I remember that clearly. Yeah, the TV shows, yeah.
I love Bollywood music too. And I would say I listened to a lot of it when I was living in the islands or Pacific Islands. But thing is, it was so difficult to watch them because they were probably like 3 hours long. But they
have
amazing music that you kind of like still like bother watching it. But yeah, music will keep you like hooked.
Yeah, definitely. And the drama. I love how they're all spiritual as well. And into the prayers. You've always seen this. They put their God first all the time. God first, right through in everything. Prayers for everything. I really admire that.
You mentioned that you were studying before you pursued music. So what were you doing before you actually started doing music full time?
I was studying law. Right, I reached final year for final year law students. The reason why I stopped is because I started to rise in the music industry, and I was unable to juggle the both. You know, it requires a lot of attention. It's like two jealous wives. You know, it just requires so much of attention, and in order for you to go and practice and become like, you know, to pass the bars, it would be 2 years you would in law school in Trinidad, or you'd have to go to England to practice for at least 6 months. So, I mean, I would have to actually give the music a break because it would be full time. It wouldn't have no way where you want to take music very seriously and having to tour and you having to go to school full time. It wouldn't. So I say, you know what, let me put the law on pause for a while and focus on the music. And when the music starts to take off, I could possibly, and already make my name, I could possibly go back to there and have the music where it wouldn't need that much of a attention, you know, where I could easily take a little 6 months or a year off. If it is, I'm definitely going back into law. I would definitely go England, where I could just cut down on the time.
Why is law something that you're interested to study?
From young, I was always watching these CSI law shows and Judge Judy, and it was just a passion, just natural. I'd be like, I want to be a lawyer from since small, and I always kept with that. I wanted to be Mariah Carey as well, but the law was always forefront. My plans was to be a lawyer, and while studying law, be a flight attendant, in which I actually did the flight attendant course to do that. So everything was going smooth sailing, and then here comes me meeting someone who is very instrumental in music, doing cover versions and stuff, and they'd be like, they're making a certain amount of money that could possibly help pay my school fees, you know, easily, because paying school fees to London in pounds was like a real strain at the time. So I decided to venture into music, singing cover versions and, you know, graduations, functions, casinos as well, and just to pay the school tuition And then the band, there was this big band called Traffic and Surface. The owners of them discovered me and asked me if it is I would want to audition to become a lead singer in their band. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that was such a like, blow mind. Yeah. It was so mind blowing. I was like, definitely, let me go and do it. And I became the lead frontline singer. That's where it started off, with this whole soca industry. In Surface and Traffic, huge bands, legendary bands, with Sherwin Winchester and Tony Prescott. Mm-hmm. And that gave me my start. And then I realized I'm way into deep in this music. So that is where I started with it. Soca and the law, just fall back a little bit to the side, just a little bit.
And you mentioned about writing your own music. So what really inspires you to write your own songs?
Actually, I get a lot of dreams. I'll be cooking. I'll be randomly doing something. I'll be watching TV. I'll be washing wares. I'll be making up the bed. And all of a sudden, a melody would come into my head. What would happen for this is that I would be listening to all genres, every single genre possible. I'll run it from morning till night, playing a playlist. I'll go through soca, dancehall, 90s music, hip hop, pop, all the classics, Michael Jackson. And subconsciously, I am a fan of real infectious melodies, especially from the 80s and 90s, you know, with a lot of change chords and stuff. So it will subconsciously remain in my head. And when I'm doing something randomly, it will just come. A beautiful melody will just come, and I will just take my phone, record it, and I would be catching myself recording like about over 100 and something melodies. And when I'm actually ready for my creating process, where I want to actually write a song, I will just pull out the phone, take my headphones, go through the melodies, think which one I actually feel in the most. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, this one is the one. And I would put pen and paper to it and go by a producer or semi-producer it. And that's where a song would come out from. That's one process, that's writing from scratch. Or I would be sent a beat, which I would fall in love with, and definitely I would write to the beat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song that you've written?
That's acceptable. If it is, I have three children, which one is the favorite? Let me see. I think Wrong Done Wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, Wrong Done Wrong should be my favorite one.
That's an awesome video too. I like that video.
Thank you. And you hear the Jamaican influence, dancehall influence, right? The dun 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 dun. That definitely was influence. I put that in the demo. I actually co-produced that song.
Okay.
Yeah.
You actually mentioned that you were cooking, and I know one of your favorite hobbies is actually cooking. So do you have any favorite Trinidad dishes that you like to cook?
Favorite Trinidad dish definitely is normal traditional Sunday lunch, which would be macaroni pie, callaloo, stewed chicken, Spanish rice, potato salad, and red beans or whatever peas, lentil peas. That's the favorite dish that I would cook all the time that I could master. Second is pilau. I don't know if you're familiar with that. That is with stewed chicken, where we burn the sugar, brown the sugar in a iron pot with oil, and then throw the meat, highly seasoned meat in it. And so it have this kind of golden brown color to it. And that's a Trini favorite. That and curry, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Curry, bus of shots, I can do, and anything curry.
And I thought I heard that you really like making Italian food. Is that correct?
I do. I love making all different types of dishes, because I actually do Ghana dishes, Nigerian dishes, all types. So definitely, of lately, I've been doing a lot of Italian, you know, a lot of pasta because the baby that I have loves Italian dishes. Okay. She loves all the creamy, cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
How did you learn how to make those dishes? Did someone teach you or you kind of taught yourself?
Self-taught, definitely. Okay. No one taught me. I just love eating and dining. And I was like, sometimes if you wasn't able to go out and dine, make it yourself, you know? So right. I would enjoy doing that. I would have loved to be a chef as well, maybe in my next life.
Are there any famous chefs that you follow?
Not per se. I just used to watch Iron Chef Food Channel, but not per se, because I do my own thing at the end of it all. So I don't like watch a chef and copy the style or watch exactly what they're doing and imitate. And I'll just go and pull up, type in whatever dish I want to do and see who does it the best.
Yeah.
And on YouTube, and just take the recipe and put my own twists and make it mine.
Any other hobbies? Because I believe that I heard that painting and sketching was another hobby that you enjoy doing.
Oh, definitely. That was the first thing that I actually was going to do if I was not going to be a lawyer. Okay. It would have been painting, because I would be able to paint anything that I could put my hands on. Like, as small, you'll just see me with a pen and a paper, or pastels and water paints or oil paint, and I'll just be painting. I would want to paint the lamp. I would want to paint sceneries, the rivers. I would want to paint. I would want to draw you. If anybody's standing up talking to me, I'll just try to sketch them out. I was just like almost obsessed with that. I would spend hours locking myself in a room, just painting, trying to duplicate other famous paintings to see if I could get it almost or exact or even better, you know. So definitely, but that requires a lot of time. So it was that I had to choose between that and law. And it was a hard decision, but I had to give up one because I couldn't do the two. Painting is too time consuming as well as law. So I decided to go with law.
Did you get a chance to do any painting or sketching during quarantine?
No, because I was totally full up with my daughter. She is a handful. And my whole time is totally devoted to her. So I don't get those type of free times, unfortunately, to go and do any sketching or any painting. Mm-hmm. As much as we may think that quarantine had a lot of free time, I'm still home with that daughter, and I still have to make breakfast, lunch, dinner, wash clothes, do domestic chores, try to create writing, music, washing her hair, combing it, teaching her, schooling her, spending quality time with her. So I didn't really get time to even watch a movie, like hardly. I'm actually not trying to put her time schedule to me, like, you know, this time I will wake up, this time I will do this, that, and that, just try and see if I could get an hour for myself. And within that hour, I'll say, okay, I'll be able to watch this movie or whatever. Because sometimes by the time she's sleeping, I'm already tired and I go and sleep. Man. You know?
You mentioned about watching a movie, and I know horror movies is something that you really like watching. So
that's my favorite.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite horror movies?
Of course. Yeah, definitely. So the first horror movie was Emily Rose, because it had so much of an impact. I don't know. Don't ask me why I am obsessed with horrors, but I love horror movies. If any cinema back in the days open, I'm bypassing all action and whatever. I'm going straight to the horror category and trying to see what horror came out. I like Mama. Emily Rose had an effect on me because it was waking up 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, I was waking up 3 o'clock in the morning, but in the show, 3 o'clock was significant to them. We want to go into details.
Yeah.
But after that show, I was waking up 3 o'clock. And I was just feeling like part of the show. Yeah, so definitely Amityville Horror was the next one. The Paranormal Activity, part 1, part 2. There's so much.
I love horror movies. I think one back in the day when we had rental, when you could actually rent videos or definitely tapes, I would love to go to, I always went to the horror section first. And I mean, I love the cover art of horror movies, but yeah, I was always a big zombie movie fan.
I used to read the books before I got into the horror movies. So the books I had was Goosebumps, Growing Up from Small. Yeah, and I would be like just collecting books and reading that. So you just seeing me, you picture me with a book. You would never see me without a book. Yeah. So I used to read that right through every opportunity I got. I would read every single horror book possible. Why? I don't know. And then I ventured into movies.
I was a big Goosebumps fan too, and I read all their like early books. I know it's like gone to a lot, like Goosebumps 2000 and stuff, but
yeah, no, right? Yeah. I love the art as well on the books. Oh, yeah, yeah. that was cool. That, well, and there was another one. I remember the other name. Another one like Goosebumps. I can't remember.
Spookyville or something like that.
Yeah, Somethingville. Yeah.
Spookyville, I think. Oh, it was the kids, and it was like a weird town, and they went different. Yeah, I was a big fan of that too.
Yeah, definitely. Right, we have something in common.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Goosebumps book?
It was so long ago, I can't remember, but it was all I know. I had bookshelves full. It was bookshelves full, full of that.
Oh, yeah.
But it was honestly, it was so long ago, I really can't remember. Yeah. But I know the stories. I remember the stories. Yeah.
I miss Goosebumps.
Can't remember the name of it, actually.
Yeah. Can we expect anything from you this year?
Of course, definitely. I'm getting back as soon as I finish pushing my music video for Deserve It All. Expect some collabs, surprise collabs. And I'm hoping I could get a Jamaican collab. Oh, yeah. And definitely more music album coming out. Yeah, a lot. But I mean, it's quarantine, not really quarantine, but I don't know if the border's going to be open. I don't know how the touring would be. So it depends on me being back here as to how much music I would be putting out.
As soon as we're able to travel again, I'm telling you, Trinidad and Tobago, that's one of my first destinations. I'm going to come.
Yes, definitely.
Well, since we're wrapping up, is there anything you would like to share with our listeners?
Definitely follow me on Call Me Jadel on Instagram, CallMeJadel. Please go and check out my music video, Deserve It All. Right. I'm on Facebook as well, Jadel Legere, LegereJadel. And that's again on Instagram. I'm more prominent on Instagram. Call Me Jadel. And big up to all everybody who is locked on. And thank you for listening. And keep supporting local. I appreciate every single support. Each support counts. And thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. And I'm glad that we could talk about someone that I can talk about Goosebumps for. That's really awesome.
You know, right? You bring back so much childhood memories just now there. Now you have me thinking, oh gosh, I would love to read a book again. Like, I would just want to go back and get one of these books in my hand and read it. Just to remember that feeling.
Awesome. Well, appreciate this from the bottom of my heart. But Jadel, thank you so much for joining us in ArriChat, and best of luck on everything.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate it. All thanks for having me. Bye.
Our ArriChat with Jadel. Make sure to catch her debut album and follow all our socials. You may find more information in the show notes. Please rate our podcast and let us know what you think of it. I hope you stay safe with everything going on right now. To keep yourself occupied, go ahead and catch your chats on YouTube as well. To end this episode, I thought I'd play the song Hold Me Close off her debut album. Thanks for listening to our ArriChat, and I'll see you soon.